Thank you for calling customer support. It's Brandy speaking. I may help you.
Hi. For some reason, I have on my I have an email that I have subscriptions with meal balance.
Mhm.
I did not order it.
Okay, what's the zip code?
90275.
And what's your first and last name?
My first name is Mary. My last name is Chu, C-H-U.
Okay, and would you verify that address for me?
Fake. Fake.
It's fake?
Fake. Yeah.
Hello?
Ma'am, could you verify the address for me?
You know what? My husband said you guys are a scam.
He said something about...
Hello there?
Yes, ma'am. Could you verify the address?
No, I'm not going to verify anything because I did not consent to this.
Well, ma'am,
so
I'm not able to access the account to cancel anything for you because I'm not sure if this Mary Chu is you or the Mary Chu in Japan or the Mary Chu in Montgomery.
It doesn't really matter.
You.
I'm not.
Okay. I'm not. Well, ma'am, I can't help you with a refund, with the cancellation of the account or anything like that unless you verify the address for me.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know how you guys have access to my information.
Ma'am, I don't know how we have access to your information unless we don't just take someone's car and make an order. It would have to be someone either around you or you who's placed the order. It's not nothing that we just manually go do. I'm not sure what you initially tried to buy, whether it said something about, most of the time people say this thing, say something about getting a vacuum cleaner or getting an iPhone, and then it pops up as a meal plan. I have nothing to do with that. I'm just here to work the accounts.
Okay, so
I'm not sure.
I got an email from CVS to do a survey.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello? Yeah.
I'm here.
And then I have this pop up. That you know, I subscribe, you know, to Meal Balance.
Yes, ma'am. So I don't know how that works. I'm not even the actual company. I'm a third party call center. So all I do is answer calls for companies. I can either help you with the account, help you get a refund, help you cancel it. But I didn't go and put your card information in. I'm not the scammer or the fake person you guys are talking about. Me asking you to verify the address is so to make sure that this is your account. If you don't want to verify your address,
yeah.
I don't know how else I'm going to be able to help you.
Okay, my address is 18-1891 West MacArthur Street, Rancho Palos Verde. And I gave you the zip code earlier.
Okay, so I can help you with the refund. I can help you cancel that. That's all I can be able to do. I'm not sure who, whatever company it is it fake or not? I'm not sure. I'm just a third-party call center who answer calls.
Yeah, can you please help me cancel it? Now I have to call my credit card company. Please help me cancel it because I did not, you know, put in this thing.
Yes, ma'am. I can help you with that. So I have canceled it and I voided out that order. By you just not ordering and just calling me back, it was able to just get voided out so that money will be refunded back to your car. Again, I'm not sure who this was. All I see is that it was for a meal plan. That's all I'm able to see. You have been refunded. It has been canceled.
Oh, that's great. Do I get an email confirmation?
You will not get an email confirmation. I'll be able to give you a cancellation number over the phone. Are you ready for it?
Okay, let me get a pen. All right. What is the cancellation number, please?
C as in cat.
C.
919.
219-256. 256.
069.
069. All right.
Okay.
Thank
you'll see that refund in 3 to 5 business days. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a nice day.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.